Today's daf was Pesachim daf Samach Tes. So in the Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar said that carrying the carbon, bringing a carbon from outside the tchum, cutting off the warts of a carbon are all allowed to be done on Shabbos. All of those are preparations that you're allowed to do on Shabbos. So our Gemara focuses on the two challenges to Rabbi Elazar's Shita, Rabbi Yeshua's challenge and Rabbi Akiva's challenge. So first, Amar Ravashi, that even according to Rabbi Elazar, that there's no mitzvah of Simchas Yantav, which we learned about in yesterday's daf, that Rabbi Elazar holds there's no mitzvah of Simchas Yantav, he says we should still say the following Kal V'chomer, that if we're going to allow real malacha to be done on Yantif, even for a non-mitzvah of Simchas Yantif, and we still won't allow Isurim Derabanan to be done on Yantif if they could have been done before Yantif. So on Shabbos, when we only allow malacha for the sake of a mitzvah, for the sake of Karban Pesach, and we do allow the malacha for the sake of Karban Pesach, we certainly should not allow the Isurim Derabanan that could have been done before Shabbos. So the Gemara says, yeah, but Rabbi Elazar would respond very simply, Shvus to mitzvah adifle. You can't compare Nisa Derabanan done on Yantif for the sake of a non mitzvah to an Issa Drabbanan that facilitates Korban Pesach. That's an actual mitzvah. Rabbi Akiva challenges Rabbi Elazar that maybe we only allow Machshirei Mitzvah after the Korban Pesach, but not those Machshirim that come before the Korban Pesach, because maybe the concern is Shami Yimtza Zevach Psulvanim to Mechal Shabbos and Lafreya. What happens? You shech the Korban, turns out that it's possible. Then all the Machshirim that you did in advance were all useless and were all Mechal Shabbos for no reason. So maybe the Machshirim after the Korban we're going to allow, because now that you know the Korban is good, so now you know that you're accomplishing something by doing the machshirim. But Rabbi Elazar responds to that, if that were the case, then you wouldn't be allowed to shecht it either, because maybe the carbon is going to be possible, and it turns out that you shechted it, you were mechal Shabbos for no reason. So that wasn't the actual challenge. The real challenge was that maybe we should only allow the machshirim after the carbon, not because of a concern that it's going to be found to be possible, but maybe the rule just is that once you were ready, docha Shabbos for the shechita, so Shabbos stays pushed aside for all the machshirim that come after the shechita. But if you were not yet docha Shabbos for the Shechita, Shabbos is not going to be pushed aside for all the Machshirim. Then the Gemara tells us, Heshev Rabbi Akiva va'amar. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva compared violating Nisr Drabanan to do Hazza'ah of a Para Aduma, which we assume to be some sort of Nisr Drabanan. So to do that, to make a person Tahar in Erev Pesach, which is a legitimate mitzvah need, it allows him to bring a Karban Pesach, he compared that to violating Nisr Drabanan to bring a Karban Pesach, which is also a legitimate mitzvah need. And he argued that just like it's also to do the hazah, it's also to do any machshire mitzvah of the karban, any sort of isur drabanan that helps you prepare for the karban. Just like it's also to sprinkle the ashes of the paraduma to make the person tar, that should also be asur. So Rabbi Elazar responded that sprinkling is in fact mutter. He says, I don't know where you got your assumption that the hazah is asur. So Rabbi Akiva says, you know what? I should have run the comparison in the opposite direction. That if hazah, which is only an isur drabanan, cannot be done on Shabbos, then Shechita, which is a Melacha D'Oraisa, shouldn't be allowed to be done on Shabbos either. So that was all in the Mishnah. But the Rabbi Akiva's point in the Mishnah seemed to be, and Rabbi Elazar called him out on it, that he's saying that you're not allowed to do Shechita of the Karban Pesach on Shabbos, but that's against the Pasuk. The Chumash says you're allowed to do Shechita of the Karban Pesach on Shabbos. So what did Rabbi Akiva mean by that? Rabbi Akiva knew what it said in the Chumash. What was he trying to say? So the Gemara has two possibilities. First, Ula says Rabbi Akiva had previously learned from Rabbi Elazar that Hazah to enable somebody to eat Truma cannot be done on Shabbos. So he was suggesting that indicates that even Yisurim Drabanan that are sometimes not permitted for the sake of doing a mitzvah. Rabbi Elazar thought Rabbi Akiva was saying that you're not allowed to do Hazah for Karban Pesach. It's not what Rabbi Akiva was saying. He was saying you're not allowed to do Hazah for the sake of eating Truma. And Rabbi Elazar just misunderstood what Rabbi Akiva was saying. The other possibility is Rabbi says that Rabbi Akiva was just trying to remind Rabbi Elazar in an indirect way that he had previously taught him that Hazah for a Karban Pesach is also to do on Shabbos. He was not really trying to say that you're not allowed to shecht on Shabbos. Of course you're allowed to shecht the Karban Pesach on Shabbos, but he said it in such an outlandish way, hoping that Rabbi Elazar will remember, I'm the one that taught him that the Hazah may not be done on Shabbos. How could I now be arguing that the Hazah should be done on Shabbos? So I think we're just asked a very basic question, what's wrong with Hazah? Why would you not be allowed to do it on Shabbos? It's at most a very low level Issur Derabanan, because it can't even possibly lead to any sort of Issur D'Oraisa. So Gemara says, yes, it can. Gzeira Shem Yitlan and Vavirana Arba Amos Rishus Rabim. It can very easily lead to an Issur D'Oraisa. You may carry it for Amos and Rishus Rabim. That would be an Issur D'Oraisa. So it's a high level Issur D'Rabanan. So Gemara asks, Rabbi Elazar normally allows Machshirei Mitzvah to be done on Shabbos, like by Mila, and therefore even carrying four Amos should be mutter. Meaning, what are you worried about? They can carry four Amos and Rishus Rabim? Good! According to Rabbi Elazar, you're allowed to carry four Amos and Rishus Rabim if that's going to help you do the mitzvah. So the Gemara gives two answers. First of all, maybe he only allows Shas Machshiri Mitzvah when the person himself is fit for the mitzvah. But over here, the person himself is still Tamei, so he's not Roy for the mitzvah, he's not considered Bar Chiyuva in the mitzvah at all, and therefore the Machshiri Mitzvah would not be allowed. Second, Rav Lazar may hold that we can Shecht and do Zrikas Adam on a Korban Pesach for somebody who's on a seventh day of Tumah from a mace, so there's really is no need to sprinkle him with the Efer Parah. Why? Because what's the Efer Parah going to accomplish? He's already on a seventh day of Tumah, so you're allowed to Shecht the Korban Pesach for him without doing anything for him. What's the Efer Parah going to accomplish? It's going to allow him to eat the Korban Pesach that night. But the Achil is not Ma'akev. He can be Yotze Korban Pesach without eating. He can still be Yotze in the Hakrava. So why bother giving him the Hazah? So then the Gemara concludes by telling us Klalam Rabbi Akiva, that even though Rabbi Lazar allowed the various preparatory actions for Korban Pesach to be done on Shabbos, Rabbi Akiva's rule is that only those parts of the Korban Pesach that could not have been done before Shabbos can be done on Shabbos, like Shechita. You can't do it before Shabbos. It's got to be done Erev Pesach after Chatzos. So that's what you're allowed to do on Shabbos. But any part that could have been done before Shabbos, like carrying the animal, you could have slept the animal on Erev Shabbos, cannot be done on Shabbos. And Rabbi Akiva says a very similar rule when it comes to Mila on Shabbos. The actual Mila could not have been done before Shabbos. You got to mal the baby on the eighth day. So that's why you're allowed to do the Mila on Shabbos. But all the preparatory acts for the Mila, to bring the knife, to bring the equipment that you need, you could have done that on Erev Shabbos, so that's not going to be Docha Shabbos. So in both the case of Machshirei Pesach, where delaying the Karban is punished with Kare, so Pesach has a certain severity, and the case of Machshirei Mila, which also has its own certain severity, that it's Nuchsur Aleh Yud Gimel Brisos, it has 13 Brisos, Rabbi Yudom Rav Paskins or Rabbi Akiva, in both of those cases.